High school basketball is on the air.
As a Jake Fowler will put it on the floor and dribble out here in the three-point territory. Fowler looking for penetration. Spins there right at the top of the key. Moves it down to the baseline to Brady Barrett. His pass inside to Brown. Kicks it back out in the corner to Overmiller. Shot good.
Follow the pride.
Here's Sharice Farmer with the ball. Sharice, entry pass. Lexi Schmidt back at the free throw line. Hands the ball away to Sharice. Drives it down the lane. Now to Caitlin Ernst. To Lexi Schmidt back out here at the free throw line. To Chanel Farmer. Dribbles the ball to the basket. And scores!
Follow the thrills.
Finley will inbound the ball. Finley looking, comes outside. Kreitz. He launches up a shot at the buzzer. He hits it! Gilder hits it! A three-point field goal! And Gilder wins the state championship! Holy smoke!
Follow the Breeze 94.5. It's high school basketball on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. Let's take you courtside for tonight's game.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Welcome to the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. It's the Girls State High School basketball tournament today on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Got a first round matchup here this afternoon. The Sandy Creek Cougars taking on the Mustangs out of Concordia. I'm Mike Will. I call the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Sandy Creek coming in, a record of 19 wins and 3 losses on the season under head coach Russ Neinmeyer. Cougars making their 15th appearance here in the Girls State High School basketball tournament. Sandy Creek looking for their 10th state championship. The last state title for the Cougars occurred in Class C2 in 2010. They've also got state championships in 2001, 2000, 1999, 98, 97, 96, 92, and 1991. Cougars finishing runner-up in 1993 and in 1995. Sandy Creek with just 3 losses so far this season. Ironically, the last game was a loss to Lincoln Christian as they dropped their district championship ball game in 4 overtimes to the Crusaders by the score of 61-56. They lost to Milford during the regular season 51-44. Earlier in the year, they lost to Hastings St. Cecilia by the score of 42-39. So Russ Neinmeyer and the Cougars out on the floor as they get ready to take on Concordia. This is a team out of the Omaha metro area that competes in the Centennial Conference. They are 20-5 on the season. Their losses this year have been to Aquinas Catholic, 41-29. They lost to Bishop Newman, 55-38. Lost to Aquinas again, 42-39. Lost to Bradley Central out of Tennessee by a score of 52-34. And they lost to Lutheran High Northeast during their third ball game of the season, 53-41. So it's a first-round matchup here this afternoon. Sandy Creek and the Concordia Mustangs. The winners will move on to the semifinals. They will play the number one seed, the Shadron Cardinals. Shadron just got done finishing off Lincoln Christian in overtime in the game preceding this one by a score of 51-49. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here today on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. We'll take a break and come back. A couple of words with Sandy Creek head coach Russ Neinmeyer as our pregame show continues after this.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Back in the New Tech Seeds pregame show here this afternoon as we get set for Concordia and Sandy Creek in the Girls State High School basketball tournament. Spent a couple of minutes with Sandy Creek head coach Russ Neinmeyer. And coach, I think your 15th trip to the state tournament, going for your 10th state championship. This never gets old, does it?
Never gets old. It's something you always look forward to coming back and doing again. So we're excited to be back down here.
I think each and every year is a different challenge for your team, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, because it's a new team. It's not the same team from year to year. New chemistry, new players, and a new outlook. So we got something to prove to ourselves today.
Something that is not new to you, and that's coming in here as the wild card team again.
Unfortunately, the last couple trips we've been down here, but you know what? We've taken a third place away from here and a championship as a wild card team. So hopefully that's a good omen for us.
Coach, what's it take to win down here?
3 days of good play, back-to-back, and some kids getting, you know, coming through. But, you know, it's just about team chemistry, really. You're always going to have somebody have a great game that maybe you don't expect. That's what maybe it's going to have to happen today.
A lot of coaches concentrate on defense when they come down here. And like they say, defense wins championships.
It does. And, you know, the team that can do well on those two aspects, play good defense and do a great job on the rebounds, got a good chance of winning.
not going to be your season to this point. You got a couple of losses, 19-3 coming in here. Lost your last ball game, but all in all, a pretty good season for you guys.
It's a good season, really. You know, coming in this, you told me we would have been this way, I would have took it, you know, with our schedule and everything. Our three losses have had the same thing in common. We didn't play very well down the stretch, and we didn't shoot very well. Someone needs to step up, and today, hopefully, that problem can be solved.
You got a couple of losses down this stretch here. Has it been the same thing, not shooting the ball well in those two losses?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest key. Lack of shooting and probably taking care of the ball. Seems like we just turned the ball over the wrong time, took a bad shot, didn't make a shot, whatever you want to say. But those are things that all add up against you.
Santa Creek is usually a team that forces turnovers. So when you guys are turning the ball over, that's not really your style, is it?
Not really. But, you know, we do the way we play, we're going to turn the ball over some. We know that. We're going to keep playing through it, and hopefully today we can play through those mistakes once in a while.
The Concordia Mustangs out of the Omaha area, they're playing the Centennial Conference all year long. What about this team? What do we know about them?
Well, you know, I don't know a whole lot except for I've seen on film. They got two great players on the inside. They're huge. Their point guards outside handle the ball pretty well, so our work's going to be cut out today for us.
Like I said, they got some size, and that's, like you said, it's a type of team that bothers you a little bit.
It does. You know, anytime you do that, we're not very tall after we lose Michaela and Montana and Ashley, so we're going to have to use our quickness and be aggressive, and our senior leadership's got to really step up.
Keys for you today?
Turnovers and shooting of the ball, I think, will be the big thing, and rebounding.
All right, good luck.
Thanks a lot.
Russ Neimeyer, head coach for Sandy Creek. Stick around, we'll have more on the new Tech Seas pregame show coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on the Breeze.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table or at a backyard barbecue, that's the secret to understanding farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main in Hildreth.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, loan products, farm management, and more. With 31 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location near you. Bank on a solid foundation. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will back at the Pershing Center, downtown Lincoln today. We got the Class C1 State High School basketball tournament today. Last ball game of the opening round for Class C as Sandy Creek gets set to take on Concordia here this afternoon. Elsewhere in the state tournament today, some of the other scores in Class A: Omaha Central as it knocked off Fremont by a score of 59-44. The rest of the ball games in Class A: Lincoln Northeast playing Papillion La Vista South here at 3:45. Lincoln Southeast against Lincoln Southwest at 7. Tonight, Columbus will take on Bellevue East at 8:45. In Class B today, it was Gretna over Elkhorn South 65-23, and Beatrice beat Grand Island Northwest 51-34. The other ball games will go on tonight, 7 o'clock here at Pershing. It'll be number one ranked Seward going for their 99th consecutive win here tonight as Seward will take on McCook, followed by Holdridge against Norris at 8:45. Here in Class C1 earlier today, Boone Central beat Columbus Scotus by the score of 22-19. That was the final score, gang. 22-19, Boone Central over Columbus Scotus. They will play Minden tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at the Sports Center in the semifinals. Minden took care of Hershey today by a score of 60-54. Minden trailed 41-29 at halftime, then allowed only 13 points in the second half. And Minden able to beat Hershey today 60-54. Ball game preceding this one was Chadron, the number one seed here in Class C1, beating Lincoln Christian in overtime 51-49. Sandy Creek finishing things off here in the opening round against Concordia coming up in just a couple of minutes. Class C2, Blue Hill beaten today by North Platte St. Pat's. Bobcats had the early lead in that one. In fact, they were in it until the beginning of the third quarter, and Blue Hill went 1-for-9 from the field in the third quarter and fell behind, and North Platte St. Pat's able to knock off the Blue Hill Bobcats today 47-34. Blue Hill finishes the season at 19-5. Rest of the ball games in C2, Shelby Rising City playing Crofton right now. Lincoln High Northeast will play Weeping Water tonight at 7. Pender against Homer at 8:45 tonight. Class D1 Amherst today beaten by Guardian Angel Central Catholic 54-46. So Amherst wraps up their season 18-7. It was Friend over Exeter Milligan today 37-36. Hitchcock County has just knocked off Sand Hills Thetford 55-45. Then the last ball game in Class D1 is going on now in the 3:45 time slot. St. Mary's up against Humphrey. Class D2 action earlier today. It was Lindsay Holy Family over Hayes Springs 67-25. Howells beat Ansley 57-32. Tonight we'll have Giltner against Elkhorn Valley. That ball game will go at 7 o'clock. We'll have the game right here on the breeze. KLIQ 94.5 beginning with a pregame show at about 6:50. And then we'll have Fall City Sacred Heart against Wynot in the final ball game at 8:45. So plenty of action coming up for you in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Of course, we've got the semifinals tomorrow. And then we'll have all six state championship ball games on Saturday on the ESPN Superstation, 1460 KXPN in Kearney, and also 1550 KICS in Hastings. It is Sandy Creek and Concordia coming up next here on the Breeze. We'll come back and check the starting lineups as we continue with high school basketball on the Breeze.
It's the unbelievable tractor tire sale at CPI Mr. Tire, serving Central Nebraska. Save on Co-op pivot tires, size 11.2 by 24 4-ply. The AgriMax size 480 80R 42. And the BKT front tractor tire, size 10 by 16 8-ply. Other tires and sizes also on sale. Call your CPI Mr. Tire for current pricing. 14 locations in Central Nebraska.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Pershing Center, downtown Lincoln here today, getting a couple of minutes late start because of the overtime game preceding this one between Shadron and Lincoln Christian, won by the Shadron Cardinals at 51-49. Winner of this ball game will see Shadron tomorrow, 10:45 starting time at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. The other game in Class C1 already set, Boone Central up against Minden. So Concordia, again, a team that competes in the Centennial Conference. We saw them down at the Centennial Conference basketball tournament earlier this season, and the ball game's played down in Lincoln. This is a team that's lost five games so far this year, but a very talented ball club, a team that relies a lot on their defense. They give up only 32.9 points per ball game on defense. They average 44.2 on the offensive end. Sandy Creek under head coach Russ Neinmeyer. They average 52.5 points per ball game on offense, and they give up 39 points per ball game on defense. Sandy Creek shoots the ball pretty well. The Cougars hitting 42% of their field goal tries so far this year, only 25% from three-point territory, 68% from the free throw line. Sandy Creek will rely a lot on Michaela Shaw here this afternoon. She is averaging 17.7 points per ball game. Ashley Harms also in double figures at 16.1. The leading scorers for Concordia is going to be Becky Mueller. She averages 15.1 points per ball game. And Ariane Giselle, who is averaging 11.2 points per ball game. Giselle is also averaging 11.2 rebounds per ball game. So Concordia and Sandy Creek getting ready to do battle here this afternoon in a quarterfinal ball game in Class C1 of the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Your starting lineups today are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Sandy Creek will go with Connor Lowry today, a 5'5" sophomore. Lowry is averaging 4.6 points per ball game, 1.1 rebounds per game. Tori Wheeler is a 5'6" senior. She's averaging 3 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. Montana Hendricks is a 5'10" senior, averaging 5.7 points and 1.3 rebounds per game. Ashley Harms, a 5'11" senior, averaging 16.1 points and 8.2 rebounds per game. And Michaela Shaw, the 5'11" junior, averaging 17.7 points and 9.9 rebounds per ball game. Sandy Creek going for their 10th state championship in girls high school basketball. The Cougars making their 15th appearance here at the state tournament. Concordia will go with number two, Lizzie Holmes, a 5'6" senior. She is averaging 4.8 points and 1.2 rebounds per ball game. Sarah Holmes is a 5'6" freshman. She is averaging 4.2 points and 2.8 rebounds per ball game. Sarah Struble is a 6'1" freshman. She's averaging 3.5 points and 4.5 rebounds per ball game. Becky Mueller is a 5'10" junior. He's the leading scorer on the team, averaging 15.1 points per ball game and 4.8 rebounds per game. And Ariane Gissell is a 6-foot senior. She's averaging 11.2 points and 11.2 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups today brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings 5 Points Bank member, FDIC. Three other games going on here in the 3:45 time slot around the city of Lincoln today. At the Bob Devaney Sports Center, you've got a Class A game between Lincoln Northeast and Papillion La Vista South. Class C2 is going to be played at Lincoln Southeast here. Shelby Rising City playing Crofton today. And a Class D1 just getting started out at Lincoln Southwest. You've got St. Mary's up against Humphrey. So high school basketball action here today. Sandy Creek going to be the visiting team on the scoreboard. They're going to be dressed in their red uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the white. Concordia going to be dressed in their homestanding white uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the blue. Concordia is the number 5 seed here in the state tournament. Sandy Creek, the number 4 seed. And the winner will get Shadron tomorrow morning at 10:45 at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. So we're set to go. Sandy Creek will shoot to our basket to our left as we view it here from the side court at the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. Jumping things up, Sarah Struble. For the Concordia Mustangs, jumping things up for Sandy Creek will be Shaw. The ball is going to be controlled here by Concordia. So it's Concordia High School, the Mustangs, and not Concordia University, the Bulldogs, that were so accustomed to the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So if I make that mistake, I'm sorry for it. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be up and in. Becky Mueller scoring right in the lane there for Concordia. And it's a 2-0 ball game. Concordia's got the lead over Sandy Creek to start things off. Cougars come back with the ball as a Tori Wheeler pounds it inside to Harms, drops it down low. There's Shaw. Her shot is up there and good. Hangs on the back lip and goes down through the hole. Michaela Shaw scores there for the Cougars. Just like that, Sandy Creek comes back to tie the score. Here's the inbounds pass. It's going to be deflected. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be last touch here by Gissell for Concordia. And the Mustangs turn it over. Sandy Creek will play things in. Here on the near sideline, right in front of us, as Ashley Harms will playing things in on their offensive end here for the Cougars. She'll get things in to Shaw, back to Harms. Harms out here in three-point territory to the free throw line. There's Heinrichs. Her shot is up and in. Montana Heinrichs scoring there for Sandy Creek. Montana Heinrichs gets the field goal there for the Cougars, and Sandy Creek out on top now by a score of 4-2. Now the Cougars force a turnover back here as Concordia unable to get the ball inbounded within 5 seconds. So the second straight turnover on Concordia, and Sandy Creek will play things in underneath their own basket. Montana Heinrichs will get things in down in the corner to Shaw. Back outside, there's a shot from the free throw line. It's up there, no good by Heinrichs. We got a foul call on the rebound. That's going to go on Sandy Creek. So a rebounding foul here on the Cougars. Just underway, Sandy Creek getting field goals from Montana Heinrichs and Michaela Shaw. They've got the lead over Concordia by a score of 4-2. Becky Mueller getting the shot there for the Concordia Bulldogs, or the Concordia Mustangs. So a foul called here on the Sandy Creek. And coming back with the ball is going to be Concordia. They get it back inside to Mueller. She goes for the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tipped out, picked up by Struble. She puts it up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Ashley Harms for Sandy Creek. Harms gets the ball away to Heinrichs down the far sideline. Tori Wheeler's got the ball in the wing. Heinrichs now inside. Michaela Shaw, she goes for the basket and the ball knocked out of her hands. She lost it out of her hands. It's going to be a turnover here on Sandy Creek. No foul inside there, but Sandy Creek turns the ball away. And it's going to be Concordia inbounding the ball here from their defensive zone as they play things in. Sandy Creek playing that tough defense here in backcourt. Sandy Creek forces 22 turnovers on the defensive end. Sarah Holmes has got the ball. They get it over there as they drive the baseline. There's a reverse layup by Becky Mueller. It's going to be no good. She stepped on the inline. She was coming under the bucket there. And she's called for being out of bounds. That's three straight turnovers now on Concordia. It's a 4-2 ball game. Sandy Creek has got a two-point lead. Cougars have the ball back. Heinrichs plays the ball inside down to Ashley Harms right at the elbow. Her pass out here on the wing is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Holmes. The Cougars turn the ball over for the second time. Trying to get it over here to Tori Wheeler. And Sarah Holmes steals the ball away for Concordia. Mustangs come back in their offensive zone. Nearly caught with an over and back there. But Sarah Holmes grabs the ball for Concordia. Now hustles to the top of the key, throws it out here on the wing on the left side to Mueller. Mueller brings it back to Gassell. She wings the ball over to the wing on the left side to Sarah Holmes. Cross-court pass comes over here. A shot is up there and in. Rebecca Mueller throwing up a three-pointer from the right wing. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. She's scored all five so far for the Mustangs. And it's a 5-4 ball game. As the Concordia Mustangs have the lead over Sandy Creek. Driving for the hole there is Hendricks. Her shot no good. Rebound Shaw. Follow shot good. Michaela Shaw gets the offensive board and the putback. She's got 4 points in the ball game, and Sandy Creek goes back out on top. On the score of 6-5. Cougars applying pressure here in backcourt. Mueller has got the ball now to Sarah Holmes. Holmes will bring it up now as she winds her way up the floor, brings it into the offensive zone. Out on her face defensively is going to be Tori Wheeler. Holmes takes the ball to the free throw line, dumps the ball down low, and shot is up and in. Sarah Struble scoring there for Concordia. The Mustangs have some big girls. Gassell is 6 foot. Mueller is 5'10". Struble is 6'1". It's now a 7-6 ball game, and Concordia has got the lead by a point over Sandy Creek. There goes Michaela Shaw down the lane, and she's going to be tied up on the play as three players hit the deck here. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Sandy Creek, so the Cougars will play things in on the far sideline. Here comes Kara Schneider into the ball game now for Concordia. Kara Schneider comes into the ball game now for Concordia. Sandy Creek will play things in. The ball swatted back out of bounds. Also, Charlotte Shaylin coming into the ball game for Concordia as well, one of the guard positions. There's a shot in the lane by Hendricks. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down here to Holmes. Sarah Holmes grabs the rebound for the Mustangs as she comes back into the offensive zone. Right-handed dribble, takes it on the wing. That's going to be Mueller with the ball behind the screen. Takes it to the top of the key. Now Sandy Creek knocks the ball away, and it's going to be picked up here by the Cougars. And a traveling violation going to be called here on Harms. Harms picks up the ball off the floor there. It'll come rolling out to her right in the lane, and she's called for the traveling violation. That's four turnovers in Concordia, three on Sandy Creek. 7-6 is the score. Concordia's got the one-point lead here over the Cougars. We're just underway in the first quarter, about halfway through the opening period here this afternoon from the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. There's a feed down to the baseline on the left side. That's Gassell. Gets it back out of the wing. The ball tipped out of bounds. Getting her hands in it over there was Montana Hendricks of Sandy Creek. So Concordia will play things in off of the far sideline. Into the ball game now for the Cougars will be Dylan Woodbury. Woodbury coming in there, averaging 2 points and 1.4 rebounds per game. 7-6, Concordia's got a one-point lead. There's a feed inside to Gassell. Her shot's going to be partially deflected. The ball brought down by Celine. Celine comes over here in the wing, and now we got a foul called. Charlotte Celine grabs the ball there for Concordia. Got it out of there. Now a personal foul is called on Sandy Creek. It's going to go on Tori Wheeler. Tori Wheeler picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number 2 on the Cougars. Non-shooting situation. Concordia will play things in. Way outside to get it to Becky Mueller. Takes the ball to the free throw line and a reaching in foul. Another 2 to the whistle here. Montana Henrick's going to be hit with a personal foul for the Cougars. That's going to be your first. The second one on Sandy Creek. It's going to be Concordia again playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. The Mustangs have the lead. 7-6 over the Cougars here in this opening round game of the Class C1 state tournament. Mueller with the ball at the free throw line. Gives it up now to Sarah Holmes. Holmes hands it away out here in 3-point territory to Schneider. Circles around, takes it down the lane. Her shot no good, but she's fouling the play. Kara Schneider took it down the right side of the lane. And she's going to be fouling the play here by Sandy Creek. So another foul on the Cougars. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on the Tori Wheeler. That's going to be her second. To the free throw line will be Kara Schneider for Concordia. She is averaging 3.2 points per ball game. Fouled in the act of shooting. The first free throw of the afternoon is up there and in. Concordia now with an 8-6 lead. Coverage of the Girls State High School basketball tournament today brought to you by Craig Weegis, your Pioneer seed dealer in central Nebraska. There comes the next shot. It's up there. She banks it home from the free throw line. And Concordia is down on top of Sandy Creek this afternoon. The score is 9-6. Here come the Cougars back the other way, down in the corner. Dylan Woodbury brings it out to a Connor Lowry, who's into the ball game now. Top of the key, Montana Hendricks. Left side of the lane, the Shaw dribbles into the paint. Her shot is up there. It's good. Michaela Shaw now with 3 field goals and 6 points in the ball game. Sandy Creek back within 1 point. 9-8 is the score. Here comes Concordia winding their way up the floor. Sarah Holmes has got it. Stops over there on the far sideline. Good defense by Sandy Creek. Pass down to the far side. Goes down to Mueller, and she loses the ball out of bounds off of her fingertips right in front of the Sandy Creek bench. 5 turnovers on Concordia here in this first half. 3 minutes and 16 seconds to play in the first quarter. Concordia 9, Sandy Creek 8. Cougars can grab the lead here with a field goal. Montana Henrich brings it into the offensive zone. Over on the wing on the right side to Connor Lowry. Moves it down in the corner to Woodbury. Pass out on top to Shaw. Dribbles down the lane. Shaw dumps it away to Ashley Harms. Down low shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled in the play. Ashley Harms gets the field goal for Sandy Creek, and she's fouled. Harms will go to the free throw line now to try to make this a 3-point play. That's the first team foul in Concordia here in this first quarter of play. Charlotte Shalin picks up the foul. That's going to be her first. So Ashley Harms to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play. She's an 82% foul shooter on the season. Her shot is up there is good. Ashley Harms hits a 3-point play. Sandy Creek goes out on top now by a score of 11-9 in this first quarter. We got 3 minutes exactly to go here in this opening period as Sandy Creek will attack back here in backcourt. There's a pass in. They get it to Becky Mueller. She brings the ball to the midcourt stripe, and she can be tied up on the play. Be tied up on the play here. Montana Henrich gets her hands in there to tie her up. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Concordia, so we'll stay right here as Concordia will play the ball in right in front of the scores table. 11-9 is the score here in the first period. That's a Shalin with the ball, moves it down in the corner. That's Mueller. Her shot for three is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. Here come the Cougars running back the other way. The board there by Taylor Henrichs is into the ball game now. Russ Neinmeyer, left side. Lowry shot good. Connor Lowry hits a 15-footer just to the left of the lane. That's her first field goal in the ball game. Sandy Creek out on top now by a score of 13-9. Pressure again by the Cougars. Gasell has got the ball in backcourt. Gets it to Sarah Holmes. Holmes, left-handed dribble down the left sideline. Cuts it back to the wing. Moves it down in the corner to Shalin. Her bounce pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Shaw. She loses control of the ball. The scramble is on. Jump ball is called. And the arrow is pointing in favor of Sandy Creek. So the Cougars will play things in here in backcourt. Sandy Creek will play things in. High school basketball coverage today brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River. We're at the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln today. This is actually the final game of the Class C1 opening round here today. Here's Michaela Shaw for three. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound taken down here by Connor Lowry. Keeps the ball alive for the Cougars. Henrichs has got it now. Rainbow pass down in the corner to Taylor Henrichs. Down in the corner, they get it back up on the wing to Lowry. Brings it back here to Ashley Harms. She drives to a hole, and a foul is going to be called. Ashley Harms angles in from the left wing, took it to the hole there, and she draws the personal foul. It's going to go on Concordia. A minute and 55 seconds to play during the first quarter. Sandy Creek out to a 13-9 advantage. The foul is going to go on Becky Mueller. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Mustangs. And going to the free throw line will be Ashley Harms. Her shot is up there is good. Ashley Harms now 2 out of 2 from the free throw line today. She is 96 for 116 on the season for Sandy Creek. The Cougars looking for their 20th win of the season here this afternoon. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out of bounds. And now we got a 2 to the whistle here. We're going to have a personal foul called. A foul is going to go on Concordia on a push. On the rebound, it's going to go on Chelsea Sherman. Chelsea Sherman, who just checked in there, picks up a quick personal foul. Sandy Creek will get the ball back. They come outside to Lowry for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound Shaw in the lane. Shaw kicks it back out to Lowry. Resets the offense, dribbles to the top of the key, sends it over here to Ashley Harms. Her shot is up there and in, a three-pointer. Ashley Harms throws up a three. She's got 7 points here in the first quarter. And now Concordia wants to call a timeout. Concordia wants to call a timeout. 1 minute, 37 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, we'll take a break with the score. Sandy Creek 17, Concordia 9.
The Butcher Shop in Fairfield proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes and teams. Good luck and good sportsmanship in all your games. The Butcher Shop does custom butchering and the processing of beef, pork, and lamb, also canned meat. Eileen and Gene remind you the Butcher Shop is your place for the processing of your deer meat. Stop in or call the Butcher Shop at 402-726-2250. The Butcher Shop, 301 North D Street in Fairfield. The Butcher Shop supports the Sandy Creek students in the classroom and on the athletic fields.
The Breeze, 94.5.
I'm Sandy Creek right now in an 11-0 run over Concordia. The Cougars have the lead 17-9 here in the first quarter from the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. Here comes The Mustangs back in the offensive zone here. Gasell has got it. Wheels down the lane. Ersana's up there. Off balance shot is good. Ariane Gasell scoring there for Concordia. That's her first field goal of the ball game. That breaks the run here for Sandy Creek. Now a 17-11 ball game. The Cougars out on top. Here's Ashley Harms with the ball. Comes out to Henriksen, three-point territory. Swings it right side. Counter Lowry. Down the lane. Here's a pass out on top. It's going to be deflected away. Picked up by Shaw right at the midcourt stripe. Shaw dribbling with the ball, and now we got a foul called. Michaela Shaw goes out to grab the ball as it was tipped away. Picks it up near the midcourt stripe here. Now a personal foul is called on Concordia. That's going to be their fourth team foul here in this first quarter of play. It's going to go on Holmes, Lizzie Holmes. That's going to be your first. So now a minute and 3 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Sandy Creek out on top, 17-11. Shaw's got the ball. Sends it back to the far side. Ashley Harms moves it down to the baseline. Now to Shaw on the wing. Her shot from 10 is going to be no good. Rebound loose underneath the hole. It's going to be lost out of the hands of Taylor Henriks out of bounds. Maybe somebody knocked it out. That's not the case. Taylor Henriks loses the ball out of bounds. So Concordia will play things in here in backcourt. Sandy Creek attacking back here. Holmes has got it down the left sideline. Brings it into the offensive zone. Sandy Creek goes for the swipe. They can't get to it. Here's Holmes. The old lane opens up. Her shot is up there. It's no good. We got a foul call on the rebound. Well, the lane just opened up there. And now Russ Neimeyer not happy with a couple of players right in the face of Taylor Henriks over there on the far sideline. So a defensive mistake there for Sandy Creek, but a personal foul is going to be called here on Gasell of Concordia on the rebound. But Concordia misses a golden opportunity there to put some points on the scoreboard as they missed the layup. Sandy Creek has got the ball. They got a six-point lead. There's Lowry from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. We got a foul called on the rebound. Gasell and Ashley Harms came down with it there. A personal foul is going to be called here on the Cougars. Ashley Harms picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your first. Harms checks out. Into the ball game now for Sandy Creek. It is going to be a Dylan Woodbury. She checks back in there. 28 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 17-11. Concordia trailing by six. Here come the Mustangs back the other way. Sarah Holmes dribbles behind her back. Gets away from Connor Lowry. Comes out on top now to Gasell. Dribbles into the paint among tall timber there. A traveling violation. Gasell whistled for the extra steps. That's seven turnovers on Concordia here in the first quarter alone. Sandy Creek with a 17-11 advantage. The winner will get the top seed here in Class C1, Shadron, tomorrow morning at 10:45 at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Sandy Creek comes back quickly with the ball into the offensive zone. Ashley Harms, Montana Henriks, down to Shaw on the far sideline. Shaw dribbles underneath the hole. Bounce pass comes over here to Taylor Henriks, back out of the wing. That's Montana. Her shot is up there at the buzzer. No good, and that's the end of the first quarter. First quarter in the books here this afternoon in our opening round game of the Class C1 Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. The score after one, Sandy Creek 17, Concordia 11.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
The Guide Rock State Bank is your full-service bank. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with checking and savings accounts, CDs, loans for your car, farm equipment, personal or business loans, and much more. The Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. For more, go to grsbank.com. The Guide Rock State Bank in Guide Rock and Edgar, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender. The Guide Rock State Bank proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
I'm Mike Will, back at the Pershing Center, downtown Lincoln. Sandy Creek using an 11-0 run in the first quarter. They've got a 17-11 advantage over Concordia. As we start this second period, Mustangs will have the ball as they shoot to the basket down to the far end here at the Pershing Center. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be deflected, picked up there by Gasell. She wheels in the lane, and her shot is up and in. Arian Gasell scoring there. That's her second field goal of the ball game. And Concordia is back within 4 points, 17-13. Tori Wheeler back into the ball game, sends a pass down low, deflected away from Shaw. Kayla Shaw has that ball swatted away there. Left side of the lane. It's going to be Sandy Creek playing it in. Ashley Harms will get it in here to Tori Wheeler. Wheeler out to Montana Henricks. Works it inside to Shaw. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down to Concordia. Rebecca Mueller runs her back the other way. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone as she waits for the rest of her teammates to catch up with her. There's a center of Holmes. Hands it away now to Holmes. Elizabeth Holmes works it down the lane. And ball's going to be tipped out of her hands and kicked out of there. So Concordia will play things in. 7:06 to play here in the second quarter. 17-13 is the score. Sandy Creek out on top by 4 points. It's going to be Concordia playing it in. Baseline right side underneath her own basket. Sarah Holmes holds the ball high above her head. Comes out on top to Lizzie Holmes. Dribbles to the free throw line. Now the ball knocked away. We got three players at the deck. A jump ball is going to be called. And the arrow is going to be pointing in favor of the Cougars. So it's going to be a turnover on Concordia. They're eighth of the ball game. High school basketball coming your way this afternoon on the breeze. KLIQ 94.5. Here's a steal now in backcourt by Sarah Holmes. She drives into the bucket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lizzie Holmes. Lizzie Holmes sends it back inside. Gassell grabs the ball, shoots and scores. So a turnover on Sandy Creek, their fourth of the ball game. Results in points here for the Concordia Mustangs. And now Russ Neimeyer wants to call a timeout. Concordia's back within 2 points here. Concordia on a run here in the second period. We've got a timeout, 6:51 to play in the second quarter. It's Sandy Creek 17, Concordia 15.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgrow and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Nonstock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer. Serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Tori Wheeler sends a pass down in the corner. It's going to be saved here by Sandy Creek, but into the backcourt it goes, and an over and back violation. Coming out of a timeout there, Sandy Creek turns the ball away. That's five turnovers now in Sandy Creek in the first half. Eight on Concordia. And now the Mustangs can pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. 17-15 is the score. There's a pass that can be intercepted on the left wing. It's going to be taken down by Shaw. She drives the floor. Her shot is up there. It is good. Michaela Shaw gets the interception. She gets the field goal on the opposite end. She's got 8 points in the ball game. Nine turnovers now in Concordia. Sandy Creek has got a four-point lead, 19-15. Down the right sideline comes Lizzie Holmes, and she has the ball swatted out of her hands out of bounds. Halftime score, it is St. Mary's trailing Humphrey 27-16. Also a halftime score, you've got Shelby Rising City out on top of Crofton by the score of 26-21. Papillion La Vista South out on top of Lincoln Northeast. The score is 27-11. That game also at halftime. 19-15 here. Sandy Creek has got a four-point lead over Concordia. Out on top, it's going to be Schneider driving the ball inside and now kicks it down to the baseline. There's a shot up there, no good. Tip tries up there, no good, and a foul called. A personal foul is going to be called inside on Sandy Creek, and going to the free throw line will be Gassell. She's got three field goals and 6 points so far. The foul here goes on Lowry. That's going to be her first. A shot from the line is going to be no good by Ariane Gassell. She'll have one more shot here. 19-15. Sandy Creek with the lead. The Cougars led 17-11 after the first quarter. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Ariane Gassell hits one out of two from the free throw line. Now it's a 19-16 ball game. And in the ball game comes Rebecca Mueller again. And Gassell will come to the bench. Sandy Creek brings the ball back. And now Concordia applying a little bit of pressure back here. Wheeler gets the ball inside to Shaw. Two-handed pass comes out to Henricks at the free throw line. Drives it down to paint. Her shot can be blocked down. The rebound is loose and be picked up by Sarah Holmes. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Shalin. Shalin puts a defender in the air. Goes up for the shot. Can be blocked down by Shaw. Shaw picks her back up for Sandy Creek. Runs her back the other way to the goal. She goes and her shot is up and in. A blocked shot by Michaela Shaw. She then picks it up on a dribble and goes the length of the floor and scores. Michaela Shaw now with 10 points in the ballgame. 21-16. Sandy Creek leading by five. Here's Sarah Holmes with the ball down the far sideline to Shalin. Shalin sends it down in the corner to Rebecca Mueller. Mueller backs up now. They're back to the basket. Drives it toward the goal as she puts it up there. The shot no good, and the rebound comes down to Shaw. Michaela Shaw gets the ball ahead now to Tori Wheeler on the wing. Wheeler out to Hendricks. Now to Shaw at the free throw line. Drives it down the paint. Goes for the hole. Shot comes locked down, but the foul's called. Struble got the block. Knocks down Shaw. And Struble is going to be hit with a personal foul here for Concordia. Coverage of the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River. Shot from the line is up there, in and out, and it falls off of the right side. No good. Michaela Shaw is 69% foul shooter on the season. She is now 81 out of 118 from the free throw line. Michaela Shaw will have one more shot here. Dips in the east, throws it up there. The shot down through the hole. Shaw now with 11. The Sandy Creek lead is back up to 6 points at 22-16. We got 4 minutes and 57 seconds to play here in this ball game here in the first half. Sarah Holmes bringing the ball up now against the Tori Wheeler. Sarah Holmes brings it into the offensive zone on the dribble. Starts off left, now comes back right. Circles around to the deep wing on the right side. Reverses the ball. Gets it to Gasell, who's back into the ball game. Now back to Sarah Holmes on the deep wing right side, working against Tori Wheeler. Two-handed pass in the lane to Gasell. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Gasell. Goes back up. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. Ariane Gasell scoring there. She puts it up there left-handed. She's now got 9 points in the ball game, 22-18. Concordia back within 4 points. Here's Tori Wheeler with the ball. Wheeler gives it away to Hendricks. Down to Shaw. A lot passing the way. It's going to be tipped away from Ashley Harms, and now we got a foul called on the rebound. Open traveling violation. Traveling violation on Concordia. They came out with a ball, but a traveling violation on the Mustangs. That's their 10th miscue here in the first half of play. And Sandy Creek will play things in. End of the ball game now for Sandy Creek will be Taylor Hendricks. So the Cougars will play things in. Wheeler gets it in. Ashley Harms, her shot from just inside the ring is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Becky Mueller. Mueller clears it out to the left side. They get it to Sarah Holmes. Holmes into the offensive zone to Shalin. Shalin comes out to Mueller. In between the circles now. Guarded out there by Sandy Creek's Taylor Hendricks. There's a long pass again into the lane. That's Gasell going for the basket. Her shot is up and in. Gasell now with 11 points in the ball game, and Concordia is back within 2 points. 22-20 is the score. Sandy Creek back in their offensive zone. Ashley Harms goes over in the wing on the left side. Taylor Hendricks has got the ball. Taylor comes out here into three-point territory. Tori Wheeler sends it on the high post. That's going to be Shaw with the ball down on the baseline, driving his arms. Her shot is up there. It's in. Takes it in from the right corner toward the goal, and she scores. Ashley Harms now with 9 points in the ball game for the Cougars. 24-20. Sandy Creek leading by four. Sarah Holmes with the ball back into the forecourt on the dribble. Moves it over there. Gives it to Shalin. Top of the key now to Mueller. Mueller picked up out there by Montana Hendricks. Gets it into Cassell. Now on the wing. Schneider shot up there from three. No good. Rebound comes down to Shaw. She brings it back 2-on-1. Shaw takes it to the hole. Shot good. Michaela Shaw getting down to 4 and scoring. She's got 13 here in the first half. She's got exactly half the points for the Cougars. 26-20. Sandy Creek out on top by 6. 2 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Sarah Holmes with the ball. The Schneider gets it inside to Cassell. Shot good again. Gasell now with 13 in the ball game for Concordia. As Russ Neimeyer talked in the pregame show, they've had trouble with teams with some size inside. And Concordia is exactly that. There's a shot up there and in off of the baseline by Michaela Shaw. They got a shootout here between the post players. Michaela Shaw now with 15 for Sandy Creek. Gasell has got 13 for the Concordia Mustangs. Concordia runs her back the other way on the dribble. Down the lane, big collision, and a charging foul. Rebecca Mueller is hit with a charging foul. She runs over, arms in the lane for Sandy Creek. Rebecca Mueller picks up her second personal. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Concordia. Lindsay Holmes comes back into the ballgame now for the Mustangs, replacing Shalin. And in the lineup now for Sandy Creek is going to be Connor Lowry. And going out will be Tori Wheeler. 2:17 to play here in the second quarter, 28-22. Sandy Creek has got the lead. The winner will get top-seeded Shadron tomorrow morning at 10:45 at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Shadron today beating Lincoln Christian in overtime, 51-49 in the preceding ballgame. Here's a Taylor Hendricks back outside. Here's a long-range jumper, a three-pointer put up there and in. A three-pointer by Connor Lowry. She's now got 5 points in the ball game, and Sandy Creek has now built a 31-22 advantage here over Concordia. And now we've got the officials' timeout here. Rebecca Mueller all of a sudden comes up with a bloody nose out here. And Rebecca Mueller will have to be taken out of the ball game here as the training staff on the far sideline will take a look at her. 1:53 to play here in the second quarter from the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. 31-22 is the score. As Sandy Creek has opened up a lead, and now we've got to have some maintenance here on the floor as Rebecca Mueller has got a bloody nose. We're going to have an officials timeout here, so we'll take a break. 1:53 to play in the second quarter. It's now Sandy Creek 31, Concordia 22.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, or repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
The Breeze 94.5.
High school basketball this afternoon on The Breeze. And our girls' state basketball tournament coverage on Platte River Radio is being proudly presented by Craig Weegis, your Pioneer seed dealer in Central Nebraska. This is a Class C1 matchup. We've got one more game yet to go here in the opening day of the state tourney. That will go at 6:55 tonight. It'll be Giltner in action against Elkhorn Valley. That game will be played over at Lincoln Southeast. We'll make the move there following this one and have that one for you at 6:55 tonight here on The Breeze. Giltner in the first ever trip to the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament action against Elkhorn Valley tonight. 31-22, Sandy Creek has opened up a 9-point lead. This is their biggest lead of this first half. Concordia trying to get back into the ball game. Holmes has got it out here in 3-point territory. Lizzie Holmes moves it down to the baseline on the dribble. Two-handed pass comes out here to Struble at the free throw line. Kicks it back out here to Sarah Holmes between the rings. Sandy Creek has gone to a zone defense now. Sandy Creek goes zone. Here's Gasell. Moves it down to the baseline. A jumper up there from 15 feet away by Holmes. No good. Rebound comes down to Shaw. The Cougars want to run her back the other way. Montana Hendricks with the ball now for the Cougars. Crosses the midcourt stripe. Bounce pass on the high post. Knocked away from Shaw. The scramble is on. It's going to be brought out of there by Gasell. That's going to be a turnover on Sandy Creek. There's six in the first half. Here comes Sarah Holmes back the other way. Holmes hustles into the forecourt, stops left side of the lane. Lobs it back out here to Lizzie Holmes. Lizzie Holmes with the ball now. Picked up out there by Sandy Creek's Taylor Hendricks. They get it to Gasell at the free throw line. She's double teamed. Now a foul is going to be called. A foul from behind, and that's going to send Concordia to the free throw line for a 1-1. Foul goes on Taylor Hendricks. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 7. On Sandy Creek, going to the free throw line. Arian Gasell go to the free throw line. She's got 13 points. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Shot is up there. Shot good. She'll get one more. 31-23 now. Sandy Creek with an 8-point lead with 54 seconds to play. They're in the second quarter. Gasell will have one more. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there, shot straight through the hole. A pair of free throws there by Gasell. It's now 31-24. Sandy Creek comes back here. Shaw off the baseline. The shot's partially deflected there by Struble. The ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Concordia ball. Last touchdown here by Sandy Creek's Taylor Hendricks. So Concordia will play things in. Underneath the Sandy Creek basket. That's a Sarah Holmes looking to play things in. Against this tough backcourt pressure. Now a 5-second call here on Sarah Holmes. She's unable to get the ball inbounded. That's 11 turnovers on Concordia here in this First half of play. Now Sandy Creek will play it in from underneath their own basket. Taylor Henricks with the ball. Bombs it out here into three-point territory to Montana Henricks over here on the wing on the left side to Woodbury. Woodbury holds it now. To Shaw to free throw line. Out on the wing on the right side. There's Lowry. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Now we got a foul called on the rebound. A foul called here on Sandy Creek on the rebound. It's going to go on Connor Lowry of the Cougars. That's going to be her second. So two fouls now on Connor. That's going to be team foul number eight on the Cougars. And now we're going to walk to the other end of the floor. Now we'll have a one-and-one situation here. Toy Wheeler scheduled to come back into the ballgame now for Sandy Creek. Going to the free throw line is going to be Chelsea Sherman. She has not scored so far tonight. She's averaging 1 point and one rebound per game for the Mustangs, who are 20-5 in the season they played in that Centennial Conference basketball tournament, along with St. Cecilia. Midway through the year. Top of the free throw line is going to be up there and in from Chelsea Sherman as she banks one home. 31-25 is the score. Sandy Creek leading by 6 points. Here comes the next shot by Sherman. It's up there. A high arcing free throw is going to be no good. Rebound out for the fingertips of Shaw, but it's picked up here by Sandy Creek. Montana Henricks back the other way. Torrey Wheeler on the wing. Torrey comes back out to Montana. Out here in 3 point territory. 200 pass to the far sideline. Taylor Henricks holds the ball. Taylor brings it back here to Montana. Back to Taylor. Deep wing on the right side. Entry pass to get it to the free throw line. Shaw dribbles down the lane. Collision. Foul called. Shaw knocked down as he was driving into the hole there for Sandy Creek, but a personal foul is going to be called here on Concordia. That's going to send Shaw back to the free throw line for the Cougars. 13.2 seconds to play second quarter. Sandy Creek 31, Concordia 25. Shot from the, or Sarah Struble is the guilty party on the foul. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's up there and in for Michaela Shaw. Now 2 out of 3 from the stripe today. 16 points in the first half for Michaela Shaw for the Cougars. 32-25. Sandy Creek now leading by 7 points. Her next shot is up there, and the shot is good. Michaela now with 17. The Sandy Creek lead. 32-25. Pressure again by the Cougars here in backcourt. Sarah Holmes has got it. Kelly Boland right in their face defensively now for the Cougars. 2 seconds, 1 second. Holmes gets the ball away. There's a long-range jumper from near half court by Lizzie Holmes. That's going to be no good. And that is the end of the first half of play here this afternoon from the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. Sandy Creek has got the lead at halftime. It's Sandy Creek 32, Concordia 25. You're listening to high school basketball this afternoon on The Breeze.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company proudly supports the Sandy Creek School athletes, teams, and coaches, and wishes the Cougars successful seasons. The Clay County Mutual Insurance Company has been serving the needs of Clay Center and the South Central Nebraska area for almost 120 years, specializing in farm-related insurance and providing peace of mind for South Central Nebraska farmers. Call 1-800-762-3860 for your nearest agent. Since 1891, the Clay County Mutual Insurance Company on West Fairfield in Clay Center.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Henricks Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln, the Girls State High School basketball tournament today here on The Breeze. Our halftime show is brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Sandy Creek and Concordia scoring off here in the Class C1 opening round ball game this afternoon. seesaw battle throughout the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Concordia actually had a 9-6 lead at one point over Sandy Creek, and then the Cougars going on an 11-0 run to close out the first quarter. Sandy Creek led by a score of 17-11 at the end of one. Cougars got out to a 31-22 lead for their biggest lead of the ball game in the second period at 9 points, but now the lead back down to 7. I checked that lead back down to 8 points here at halftime. The score is 33-25 in favor of Sandy Creek. Michaela Shawn's leading the way so far for the Cougars. She has got 17 points in the ball game. Ariane Gasol has got 15 points for the Concordia Mustangs. So at halftime, it's Sandy Creek 33, Concordia 25. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Show. We'll come back and check the scoring in the ball game right after this.
We're the U Get More Superstore. Allens Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. We're the U Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Halftime, Class C1 here this afternoon from the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Sandy Creek out on top of Concordia. The score is 33-25. Checking the scoring for Sandy Creek here in the first half, Michaela Shaw has got 7 field goals, and she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. She's got 17 in the first half. Ashley Harms has connected on 1 3-pointer. She's got 2 2-point field goals, and she is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. So Harms has got 9 points. Connor Lowry has knocked down a 3 and a 2. She's got 5 points here at halftime, and Montana Hendricks has got a field goal for 2. Sandy Creek, 5 out of 7 from the free throw line in the first half, unofficially 6 turnovers in the basketball game. Concordia has got 11 turnovers here in the first half. They are 6 out of 8 from the charity stripe. Their leg being led by Ariane Gasol. She has got 15 points in the ball game. She's got 6 field goals, and she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. So Gasol leading the way for Concordia with 15. Not much else offense. Rebecca Mueller has got a 3 and a 2. She's got 5 points. Sarah Struble has got a field goal for 2. Kara Schneider has got 2 free throws and 2 attempts for 2 points. And Chelsea Sherman got in the ball game, hit 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1. Again, the score at halftime, Sandy Creek with a lead over Concordia by the score of 32-25. You're listening to the Allens Halftime Show. We'll get more right after this.
Part of our community, part of your life, Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center wishes the combined forces of the Clay Center and Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Big Daddy's Diner is the home of the Big Daddy Burger, also serving lunch and supper with daily specials and soft serve ice cream. Big Daddy's Diner is open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 7 on Saturday and Sunday. Stop and see Steve, Jeremy, and Donita at Big Daddy's Diner on South Center and Clay Center. Have great seasons, Cougars, from everyone at Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
We've got one more game coming your way today here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. That will be tonight, 6:55 starting time. It'll be Giltner taking on Elkhorn Valley. Our high school basketball coverage on The Breeze tonight brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. They'll get you back into the game of life with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, and Bertrand, as well as Lexington and Wood River. There's one near you. Tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to help rehab you back in the best, or back to your best. Concordia is within 8 points of Sandy Creek here at halftime. 33-25 is our score. Some other games going on around the city of Lincoln today in this time slot. In Class D1, We see Humphrey is now leading St. Mary's. They've got 4 minutes to play in the third quarter. The score is now 32-22. Humphrey out on top in that ball game. The two games were at halftime at last check. It was Crofton trailing Shelby Rising City 26-21. And the other ball game was a Class A game. It was also at halftime as the Papillion La Vista South was out on top of Lincoln Northeast by the score of 27-21. The 7 o'clock ball game is coming up next at the Bob DeBay Sports Center in Class A. Lincoln Southwest will take on Lincoln Southeast. Class B at Pershing, Seward against McCook. Class C, 2 at 7 o'clock tonight. Next round of games will be Lutheran High Northeast against Weeping Water. And then we've got the Giltner-Elkhorn Valley ball game from Lincoln Southwest tonight. So it's 33-25. Sandy Creek is out on top of Concordia. We'll take another timeout. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Show. We'll be back with more after this.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Henrichs Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service. Delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
You can make your farm or ranch land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar and Hastings. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Ingersoll dresser pumps, Hastings irrigation pipe, and supplies and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling, quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes. 402-224-4615 or 463-6258.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So 33-25 is our score here at halftime. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings halftime show here. Sandy Creek leading Concordia. Got some other scores in the girls' state tournament today. Class A, Omaha Central beat Fremont by a score of 59-44. Class B games completed thus far. Gretna over Elkhorn South, 65-23. Beatrice over Grand Island Northwest by the score of 51-34. In Class C1, it was Boone Central beating Columbus Scotus today 22-19. Minden came from 12 points down at halftime to beat Hershey 60-54. Shadron winners over Lincoln Christian today in overtime 51-49. Other scores today was North Platte St. Pat's eliminating Blue Hill 47-34, so the Bobcat season is over at 19 wins and 5 losses. Guardian Angel Central Catholic over Amherst 54-46, so the season is over for Amherst. They finish off at 18-7. Friend beat Exeter Milligan today 37-36. Hitchcock County with a win over Sand Hills Thetford 55-45. D2 action from earlier today, Lindsay Holy Family, the top seed, over Hayes Springs, no problem here, 67-25. And it was Howells outlasting Ansley by the score of 56-32. And Giltner and Elkhorn Valley coming up next here on the Breeze. We'll slide out to Lincoln Southwest. That'll be the site for Giltner and Elkhorn Valley tonight. We'll have that ball game for you, 6:55 starting time here on the Breeze. You've been listening to the Allens of Hastings Halftime Show. We'll get the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on the Breeze.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and Agrex Incorporated is ready to assist. Agrex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and, of course, courteous service are all trademarks of Agrex, plus after-hours quotes are available, too.
Call 402-262-2255. Agrex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. Agrex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
Your Double Circle Co-op, the Fairfield Co-op, has been helping farmers and ranchers of South Central Nebraska for more than 50 years. The Fairfield Co-op has a full line of chemicals, mixed fertilizers, Asgro and DeKalb seeds. The Fairfield Co-op also does custom application, and propane is available. It's the Fairfield Nonstock Co-op Fertilizer Association in Fairfield, Glenville, Pauline, Blue Hill, and Ayer. Serving South Central Nebraska and proudly supporting the Sandy Creek and area athletes, teams, and coaches.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we're ready for the second half of play here this afternoon. This is a Class C1 battle between Concordia and the Cougars out of Sandy Creek. The winner will get Shadron tomorrow. Starting time will be at 10:45 at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Concordia will have the opening possession of this second half. They'll shoot to our basket here at the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln. Concordia's got the ball. His play is back in. They move it down in the corner. Here's Rebecca Mueller with the ball. Mueller brings it up high on the dribble now. Flips it away to Sarah Holmes out here. Picked up by Tori Wheeler of Sandy Creek. Pass back over here to Mueller on the wing. On the left side of the lane, Mueller lobs the ball inside. Sarah Holmes, turnaround jumper from the elbow is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. Connor Lowry gets the rebound, gives it away to Tori Wheeler. Here come the Cougars. Sandy Creek with an 8-point lead, 33-25. They work it inside. Ashley Harms gets it back to Wheeler. She loses control of the ball out of bounds. Right in front of head coach Russ Neimeyer. That's not going to please the veteran head coach over there. It's going to be turnover number 7 on the Cougars here in this basketball game. Concordia's got 11. Concordia will play things in here in backcourt, trailing by 8 points. Just underway here at the second half. Here's a Sarah Holmes with the ball, lobs it over here to a Mueller. Mueller holds it as Sandy Creek stays with a man-to-man defense. They go backdoor, grabbing the ball down there as Gasell. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Shaw, and the ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Concordia basketball. The Mustangs trying to go backdoor in this Cougar defense. Shaw gets a block inside, and now Concordia will play things in from underneath their own basket. Sarah Holmes looking. Finally, she gets it in. There's a Gasell. Gasell got away. Puts up a shot. It's going to be short. No good. And the rebound comes down Ashley Harms. Ashley Harms has got it here for the Cougars. Gets it away down to Tori Wheeler. Wheeler runs it back the other way. Two-headed pass. Comes into the forecourt. Montana Hendricks down to the baseline. They get it to Harms. Now to Hendricks. Back inside. Shaw's got it. Dribbles once. Sends it down to the baseline. Jumper's up there and in. Ashley Harms, 15-footer off of the right baseline. She's now got 11 points in the ball game. And Sandy Creek is out on top by 10 points now at 35-25. They use an 11-0 run in the first half to open up a little bit of a lead. Now a jump ball in backcourt. It's going to be a turnover on Concordia as Mueller was having trouble with it. And she's going to be tied up in the play here by Shaw. And Sandy Creek will play things in. Ashley Harms has got it, drives for the basket. Shaw is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Mueller. Becky Mueller has got it here in backcourt. Hands it away now to Holmes. She runs her back the other way to Sarah Holmes into the offensive zone. Sarah Holmes drilling on the ball, moves it down to the left side of the lane, all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. That's Shaw with the ball for the Cougars to Tori Wheeler. A pass ahead now to Montana Hendricks. Moves the ball down to the baseline, drives for the basket. Her shot up there and in. Hangs on the lip and goes down through the hole. Montana Hendricks scoring there for Sandy Creek. And now it's a 37-25 ball game. The Cougars have their biggest lead of the contest with 5 minutes and 47 seconds to play. Here in the third period, it's 37-25, a 12-point lead. A pass inside of Mueller, shot good. Becky Mueller now has 7 points in the ball game for the Mustangs. Concordia back within 10, 37-27. Here's Tori Wheeler with the ball. Wheeler angles inside, gets it out to Harms. Down to Montana Hendricks again, just inside the ring here on the right side of the lane. Working back inside to Ashley Harms. Her shot from right in front of the basket. Her shot no good. Battle for the rebound. It's still loose. It's here on the right side of the lane. It comes over here to the near sideline. It's picked up by Montana Hendricks. She retrieves the ball. Gets it out here to Connor Lowry. Brings it back to Montana here on the wing on the right side. Down in the corner to Harms. She holds the ball right at the top of the three-point circle. The Wheeler inside to Shaw. Turnaround jumper no good. She's fouled in the play. Michaela Shaw. She's got 17 in the ball game for Sandy Creek, and now she goes to the free throw line here for the Cougars. Sarah Struble picking up the foul. That's going to be her third. So Michaela Shaw goes to the free throw line. She's got 17 in the ball game here for the Cougars, and her shot is up and in. She's now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. She'll get one more. State tournament coverage brought to you in part by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center with locations in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Bertrand, Lexington, and Wood River. 38-27, Sandy Creek now by 11. Make it 12 as the next free throw goes down the well as well for Michaela Shaw. 39-27, Now Sandy Creek applying pressure here in backcourt. It's going to be intercepted. Inbounds pass intercepted by Shaw. She drives for the basket and scores. Michaela Shaw got the interception. She gets the field goal. She's now got 21. And Sandy Creek has opened up a 14-point lead. 41-27 with 4 minutes and 47 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, there's a Gasell. Her shot no good. The ball attempt out of bounds. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Shawin of Concordia. And Sandy Creek will play her in. Concordia scored just 2 points here in the third quarter. They've been outscored 9-2 by Sandy Creek coming out of the locker room at halftime. Tori Wheeler again works the ball inside. That Shaw, her shot is up, and then she banks one home. Michaela Shaw now with 23 points in the ball game. She's got 6 points already in the third quarter. And now Concordia wants to call a timeout. The Mustangs want to call a timeout here. They want to talk things over. 4 minutes and 27 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, it's now Sandy Creek 43, Concordia 27.
The Guide Rock State Bank is your full-service bank. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with checking and savings accounts, CDs, loans for your car, farm equipment, personal or business loans, and much more. The Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. For more, go to grsbank.com. The Guide Rock State Bank in Guide Rock and Edgar, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender. The Guide Rock State Bank proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, loan products, farm management, and more. With 31 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location near you. Bank on a solid foundation. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, Concordia calling the timeout, trying to get back into the ballgame. They drive it right to the hole, and they pick up a personal foul here on the Cougars. With 4 minutes and 14 seconds to play in the third, the foul goes on Shaw. That's going to be your first. So Concordia will play things in the far side. Wheeling in the lane, that's going to be Gasell. Shaw is up there, it's good. Ariane Gasell scoring there. She puts it up there left-handed. She's got 17 points in the ball game. 43-29, the Cougars have the lead here in the third quarter. Tori Wheeler has got the ball out here for Sandy Creek. Comes over here on the near sideline to a Connor Lowry. Brings it back to the center of the floor on the dribble. Out here between the rings. The ball swatted away by Shalin. The ball picked back up by Wheeler. Sends it over there to Michaela Shaw. Now to Wheeler again. Right side, here's Lowry. Shot for three. He's going to be off of the mark. No good. Offensive rebound. Harms puts it back up there, and she's fouling the play. Ashley Harms gets the offensive board there for Sandy Creek. And now she goes to the free throw line. Trying to connect on some free throws. Ashley Harms, 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Here this afternoon, she's got 11 points in the ball game, averaging 16 in the season. Ashley Harms toes the mark. Shot is up there. It's good. Sandy Creek, one of the wild card teams in the C1 state tournament field. They lost their district championship game to Lincoln Christian, who lost to Shadron in the opening round of this tournament and the game preceding this one. Second shot is up there. It is good. So Harms has now got 13 in the ball game. It's now a 45-29 ball game. Sandy Creek has taken control of this contest since the halftime break. Holmes has got it now. Holmes out to Gasell. Left side of the lane. Gasell holds it here on the wing. Lobs it back out between the circles. That's going to be Holmes with the ball. Dribbling with it, Sarah Holmes moves it to the left side of the floor, reverses it, gets it to Mueller, top of the key. Her lob pass down low is going to be tipped away from Gasell. That's going to be a turnover. The ball is brought down here by Sandy Creek's Montana Hendricks. Montana runs her back the other way. Right-handed dribble. Stops here at the top of the key. 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Sandy Creek with the lead, 45-29. Ashley Harms over on the wing on the left side comes out to Connor Lowry. Lowry sends it over here to Montana Hendricks on the dribble. Top of the key. Now to Tori Wheeler. Out to Michaela Shaw, top of the circle here. Michaela sends it back to the left side, Montana Hendricks. Man-to-man defense here for Concordia. Montana with the ball, back to Shaw. On the wing on the right side, picked up out there by Shalin. Shaw puts it on the floor, dribbles to the hole, and we got a foul called. Personal foul going to be called here on Shalin. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Bulldogs here in the third quarter of play. High school basketball coming your way this afternoon. On the Breeze, KLIQ FM, Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney. Sandy Creek will play it in baseline left side underneath their own basket. Toy Wheeler has got it down in the corner on the right side. Comes out here between the circles again to Montana Hendricks. Back down in the corner, Tori Wheeler. Wheeler sends it down on the baseline to Shaw. The ball poked away. Michaela picks it back up. Now takes off toward the goal. Her scoop shot is up there. She forces one up. It goes through the hole, and she's fouling the play. Michaela Shaw scoring again for Sandy Creek. She's now got 25 in the ball game, and Shaw will have a free throw here as she is hacked on the arm. The foul is going to go on Mueller. That's going to be your fourth. So four fouls now on Becky Mueller. Michaela Shaw will have a free throw attempt here. 69% foul shoot in the season. She's hit 5 out of 6 in the line today. This game was close early. Sandy Creek led 17-11 at the end of the first quarter, 32-25 at halftime. And now the Cougars out on top. A good third quarter here. Sandy Creek leading by a score of 47-29. Michaela Shaw to the free throw line. Throws it up there. The shot good. Nothing but twine for Michaela Shaw. 48-29. The Cougars have their biggest lead of the ball game here in the third quarter, looking for their 20th win of the season here in this contest. Here's Sarah Holmes back with the ball now for Concordia. Brings it into the offensive zone, picked up out there by Tori Wheeler. Cougars stay with a man-to-man defense. Holmes gets away, dribbles down the left side of the lane, now kicks it back out. Here's Lizzie Holmes. Her shot for three is going to be up there no good. Rebound Gassell gets it down in the corner. A shot's taken there by Sherman. It's going to be no good. We got a foul call on the rebound. Sherman down on the baseline could not connect. Now we got a personal foul and a rebound. It's going to go on Concordia. It's going to go on Sarah Holmes. That's going to be her first. Giltner coming up against Elkhorn Valley. That ball game will go at 7 o'clock tonight at Lincoln Southwest. We'll have the game for you right here on the breeze. There's a feed inside again to Shaw. Moves it down to Toy Wheeler in the corner. Bounce pass goes into the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Sherman. That's the eighth turnover on Sandy Creek. Sherman gets the ball into the hands of Sarah Holmes. Winds her way up the floor. Sarah Holmes dribbling to the ball here on the wing on the left side. Good defense here by Sandy Creek. All over defensively is Montana Hendricks. Feed out on top. It's over the head of Struble. It's into the backcourt, and it's going to be picked up here by Concordia, but an over-and-back violation. An over-and-back violation on Concordia. That's their 14th turnover in the ball game. It's going to be Sandy Creek playing it in right in front of the Cougar bench over there. A minute and 35 seconds to play. Here in the third quarter, it's 48-29. Sandy Creek with a lead. Cougars have the ball. Tori Wheeler has got it. Wheeler moves it over there to Dylan Woodbury. Free throw line extended left side. Down to Shaw. Shaw brings it back out on top to Montana Hendricks. Montana sent it to Shaw. Down in the corner, Wheeler. Long range jumper for three is going to be up there. No good. The ball tapped out of there. It's going to be picked up here by Holmes. Holmes has got the ball now for Concordia. This is Lizzie Holmes. Gets it into the hands of Sarah Holmes. Into the forecourt now for the Mustangs. Over on the wing to Lizzie. Lizzie picked up there by Michaela Shaw. Elizabeth Holmes looking in the lane there. It's going to be tapped around. It's going to be picked up here by Wheeler. Another turnover on Concordia. That's their 15th of the ball game. Montana Hendricks now with the ball for Sandy Creek into the forecourt to Tori Wheeler. Tori on the far sideline. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. That's going to be a Woodbury with the ball. Now we got a traveling violation as Woodbury brings the pass back out here to Tori Wheeler right in front of the Cougar bench. Turnover number 9 on Sandy Creek. Our high school basketball coverage brought to you in part this afternoon by Craig Weegis, your Pioneer seed dealer in central Nebraska. 48-29, Sandy Creek has built a big lead here in this third period. Here's Sarah Holmes with the ball, forcing her way into the offensive zone. Goes to the top of the key now to Gustavus. He dribbles down the lane, and a shot up there is going to be no good, and a foul is going to be called. Gustavus is going to go to the free throw line here for Concordia. The foul is going to go on to Connor Lowry. That's going to be her third. We got 33 seconds to play in the third quarter. Sandy Creek trailing 48. Or actually, Sandy Creek ahead 48-29. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Ariane Gassell. She has now got 18 points in the ball game here for the Mustangs. About the only offense that Concordia has been able to muster up here in this one against the Sandy Creek defense. Next shot is up there and rattles out of there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Sandy Creek. Cougars runner back the other way. Montana Hendricks has got the ball. Montana swings it over to the left side. That's it. Taylor Hendricks with the ball. Taylor brings it back to Montana. Back to Taylor. Out here near the 10-second line. 17 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Sandy Creek leading by a score of 48-29. Here's a pass deflected into the backcourt, picked up by Holmes. She drives her shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Montana Hendricks for Sandy Creek. Down the near sideline with 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Montana falls down, gets the ball away to Shaw. Her long-range jumper is no good, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight, girls high school basketball. The score, Sandy Creek 48, Concordia 29.
Engels Market is your grocery store in Fairfield. Engels Market has all your grocery needs, including fresh meats and produce, deli sandwiches, meat and cheese trays, fruit trays, and the Our Family line of products. Some of this week's specials are Spring River Boneless Skinless Chicken Breast, 3-pound bag only $4.99, Our Family Large Eggs, $1.19 a dozen, and Our Family Chunk Light Tuna, 5-ounce can in water, 5 for $3. Engels Market open Monday through Saturday on Main Street in Fairfield. Proudly supporting the Sandy Creek athletes and teams.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we're back here at the Pershing Center. The game over at the Bob Devaney Sports Center complete. Pavilion La Vista South has just knocked off Lincoln Northeast. The Rockets with a number 3-seeded team in Class A. Pavilion La Vista South with a win, 58-41 today. Here's Sandy Creek. 48-30 is the score. 48-30 the score here as we start the fourth quarter of play. Make a correction on the scoreboard. They gain a point there. There's a shot from the baseline. A three-pointer thrown up there by Ashley Harms off of the baseline right side. Ashley Harms nails a three. She's got 16 in the ball game. It's now 51-30 in favor of the Cougars. Now we got a foul called here. As we come back the other way, a foul is going to be called here on Sandy Creek. We got 7 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. The Cougars out on top. The winner here will play Shadron tomorrow at 10:45. That will be at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. If Sandy Creek holds on, we'll have the game for you right here on the Breeze. Driving for the basket, his shot is up there. It's going to be good. Sarah Holmes takes the ball with a goal there for Concordia and scores off of the window. 51-32. Sandy Creek with a 19-point lead now as the Cougars try to wrap things up here this afternoon. Montana Hendricks with the ball. Gets it inside to Shaw. Back down on the baseline. A jumper's up there and in. Ashley Harms throws up another three-pointer. Back-to-back trades there for Harms, and she's now got 19 in the ball game. Michaela Shaw's got 21 for the Cougars. 54-32. Sandy Creek well on their way to the semifinals tomorrow. Here's a Mueller with the ball. Pulls up, shoots a 12-footer. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound up there. No good, and a foul called. Ariane Gasol again with a rebound there for Concordia, but she could not finish. She'll go to the free throw line. Try to nail a couple of free throws here. So that's going to be the fourth team foul called on Sandy Creek here in the second half. This one goes on Harms. That's going to be your third. Gasol to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Gasol will have one more. She's now 4 out of 6 from the free throw line today. She has got 18 points in the ball game. She averages a double-double, 11 points and 11 rebounds per game. Ariane Gasol's next free throw is up there. She misses that one, and the rebound comes down to Harms. Harms has got the ball for Sandy Creek. The Montana Hendricks into the forecourt. Tori Wheeler passing the lane, intercepted. Intercepted here by Kara Schneider. That's going to be turnover number 10 on Sandy Creek. Down the far sideline, Lizzie Holmes brings it into the offensive zone. Stops here. There's the ball. It's going to be deflected away. The scramble is on. 2, 3, 4 players to the deck. Now we got a jump ball called. Then we got a timeout called. Lizzie Holmes covered the ball up at the bottom of the stack. There's 4 players hit the deck. And wisely enough, Concordia calls the timeout. 6:21 to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break for the score. Sandy Creek 54, Concordia 32.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back to the Pershing Center, 6:20 remaining here in the ball game. Sandy Creek is leading Concordia by a score of 54-32. The winner gets the top seed, the Shadron Cardinals, tomorrow morning at 10:45 at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Here's Concordia with the ball following their timeout. That's Gassell with the ball at the top of the key. Gassell gets it away as they move it over on the right side to Sarah Struble is back in the ball game. To Rebecca Mueller, she drives for the hole. We got a traveling violation. Mueller is called for the steps. Turnover number 16 on Concordia. Our high school basketball coverage brought to you in part by Zeke Johnson, your Channel Seed dealer in Hildreth. Sandy Creek with the ball. They've got a 54-32 lead. Under 6 minutes to play now. Here's Tori Wheeler. She has problems with it, and the jump ball is going to be called out here near the midcourt stripe. Getting her hands in there was Mueller to tie up Wheeler. Arrow is pointing in favor of Sandy Creek, so we'll stay right here. The Cougars will inbound the ball off of the near sideline. Taylor Hendricks comes back into the ball game now for Sandy Creek. And going out will be Tori Wheeler. 54-32, Sandy Creek out on top. It was 32-25 in favor of the Cougars at halftime. There's Montana Hendricks with the ball out here to the midcourt stripe. Montana comes to the near side. Another foul is going to be called. This one is going to go on Concordia. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Mustangs. This one goes on Sarah Holmes. That's going to be your second. They'll play things in. Now that's going to be Michaela Shaw with the ball out here in three-point territory. Michaela right side of the lane, moves it down in the corner. The ball's going to be swatted away. Now it's going to be out of bounds. It was swatted away, but Mueller could not control it before it goes over the sideline. And it's going to be Sandy Creek playing things in here on the near sideline. And now Russ wants to call a timeout. Russ Neinmeier calls a timeout here. 5 minutes and 39 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Sandy Creek 54, Concordia 32.
You can make your farm or ranch land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar and Hastings. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Ingersoll dresser pumps, Hastings irrigation pipe, and supplies and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling, quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes. 402-224-4615 or 463-6258.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, a repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The Nebraska women's basketball team picked up a win today in the Big Ten Conference Tournament, 88-56 over Northwestern. They'll play tomorrow, 12:45 starting time against the third-seeded Iowa Hawkeyes. We'll have the game on 12:30 KHIS. Sandy Creek 54, Concordia 32. For the girls' state tournament here in Lincoln, Sandy Creek now spreading the floor. They've got to four people right around the perimeter with Michaela Shaw inside. Shaw's got it out at the free throw line, takes it out of the baseline. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good by Connor Lowry, and the ball is loose. It's going to be picked up here by Sandy Creek. Montana Hendricks comes down with the board. We're down to 5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. 54-32, Sandy Creek with the lead. Cougars would get Shadron coming up tomorrow morning at 10:45 if they can hang on here. And now we got a timeout from Russ Neinmeier as Montana Hendricks was trapped down there in the corner of the right sideline. So she was trapped, and they called a timeout to save the possession. We'll take another break. 4:56 to play in the fourth quarter. Sandy Creek 54, Concordia 32.
Engels Market is your grocery store in Fairfield. Engels Market has all your grocery needs, including fresh meats and produce, deli sandwiches, meat and cheese trays, fruit trays, and the Our Family line of products. Some of this week's specials are Spring River Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, 3-pound bag only $4.99, Our Family Large Eggs, $1.19 a dozen, and Our Family Chunk Light Tuna, 5-ounce can in water, 5 for $3. Engels Market open Monday through Saturday on Main Street in Fairfield. Proudly supporting the Sandy Creek athletes and teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, as soon as this one is over, we'll head for Lincoln Southwest. I'll have the Giltner game coming up for you at 6:55 tonight here on The Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. Giltner in their first ever girls' state high school basketball tournament will play Elkhorn Valley. We'll have the game for you, our third game of the day here on The Breeze. Sandy Creek with the ball. There's a shot from the left side. It's going to be no good by Connor Lowry. The ball tipped out of there and is picked up by Sherman. Sherman has got the ball now for Concordia. They come back to the offensive zone. Sarah Holmes has got it. Has it knocked loose. The scramble is on. 3-4. Players hit the deck again. Jump ball is going to be called. Concordia will play things in. Arrow playing in favor of the Mustangs. Sandy Creek led 17-11 at the end of the first quarter. The Cougars using an 11-0 run during that first period to give him a little breathing room. Sandy Creek led at halftime 32-25, 48-30 after three quarters. And now it's 54-32. There's a steal now by Shaw. She drives the length of the floor and scores. Michaela Shaw scoring there. She takes the ball away right at the midcourt stripe. She's got 28 in the ball game. Concordia scored just 7 points here in the second half against the Sandy Creek defense. And they're being handled, and now Concordia wants to call a timeout. Concordia wants to call a timeout with 4 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the ball game. Sandy Creek 56, Concordia 32.
Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center wishes the combined forces of the Clay Center and Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches good luck in all sports. Big Daddy's Diner is the home of the Big Daddy Burger, also serving lunch and supper with daily specials and soft serve ice cream. Big Daddy's Diner is open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and noon to 7 on Saturday and Sunday. Stop and see Steve, Jeremy, and Donita at Big Daddy's Diner on South Center and Clay Center. Have great seasons, Cougars, from everyone at Big Daddy's Diner in Clay Center.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Sandy Creek has outscored Concordia here in the second half, 24-7. And the Cougars have built a 56-32 lead now here in the Girls St. High School basketball tournament. So Sandy Creek, a team that is making its 15th appearance here in the Girls State Tournament, seeking their 10th state championship, will move one step closer here this afternoon. The Cougars are going to be playing tomorrow morning at 10:45 unless the wheels fall off of the cart here in the final 4 minutes and 8 seconds. They'll take on Shadron, a team that has lost only one game this year. That was the Hershey in the final ball game of the season, their district championship. They beat Lincoln Christian in the first round game earlier today, 51-49 in overtime. There's a pass inside. It's going to be intercepted. Trying to get the ball into Gasell, and the ball is intercepted here by Sandy Creek. Turnover number 17 in the ball game now for the Concordia Mustangs. Sandy Creek has got the ball here. Montana Hendricks into the offensive zone. Goes over to Tori Wheeler. Wheeler out near the 10-second line. Driving the ball. Takes it to the top of the arc. Sends it down in the corner. Ashley Harms now out to Wheeler. Deep wing on the left side. Back down in the corner to Harms. Ball deflected away from her. It's going to be picked up by Concordia. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Mueller. She drives, shoots, and scores. Becky Mueller scoring there for Concordia. She's got 9 points in the ball game. It's now 56-36. Cougars with a 20-point lead in this contest. Here's Ashley Harms with the ball now for the Cougars. Gets it into the hands of Montana Hendricks. Brings it into the offensive zone. 3:13 to play. Hendricks at the free throw line. Out of Ashley Harms on the low block. Right sider shot up there. No good. And a personal foul is called in Concordia. So the Mustangs hit with a personal foul here. We're going to have some free throws as Ashley Harms will go to the free throw line. She's got 19 in the ball game. Your Girls State basketball coverage on Platte River Radio is proudly brought to you by Zeke Johnson, your Channel C dealer in Hildreth. 57-36 is the score. The Cougars out on top. Some free throws coming up here from Ashley Harms. At least a 1-1. That's the seventh team foul on Concordia. Shauna's up there is good. Second one is also good. Harms now with 21 in the ball game. It's 58-34. There's a shot from the wing on the right side. It's going to be no good by Kira Schneider. The ball goes out of bounds. That's going to be Sandy Creek ball. So Ashley Harms hitting a pair of free throws there. Connor Lowry checked out of the ball game. Here comes Dylan Woodbury back in. Down the far sideline, Michaela Shaw with the ball. Still out there for Sandy Creek. She's had a good ball game. 28 points for Shaw. So a good start to her 2012 state tournament. She's got the ball again. Comes over here. Here's a long-range jumper by Woodbury. That's going to be no good. And the rebound brought down in the lane there by Kara Schneider. She's called for the traveling violation. 2 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in the contest. 58-34. Sandy Creek has got the lead. Giltner and Elkhorn Valley yet to come. 6:55 airtime here tonight on the breeze. Sandy Creek will play things in. They get it down in the corner. That's Tori Wheeler back into the ball game, trying to drive the baseline. She's cut off. Gets it back into the hands of Montana Henricks in the lane. Over here on the wing, a jumper up there by Ashley Harms. No good. Offensive rebound, Wheeler. Her shot's blocked out of her hands by Giselle. And the ball is brought down here by Mueller. Running down the right sideline now for Concordia. Mueller brings the ball back in the offensive zone. Free throw line extended right side on the dribble. Mueller takes it to the down in the corner to Schneider. Back out to Mueller. Top of the key. Shot for three is up there. Good. Becky Mueller nails a three ball. She's now got 12 points in the ball game. It's 58-37. Sandy Creek still leading by 21. We're down to 2 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Wheeler with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Comes out here to Montana Henricks. Inside to Shaw. Back out to the left side. A shot taken by Harms. It's going to be no good. Rebound Giselle. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Mueller. Hustles down the right side. Gets away. Dribbles to the goal. We got a foul called. On the way in, it's going to go on Sandy Creek. It's going to go on Montana Henricks. That's going to be her second. 1:47 to play here in the ball game. That's going to be the 15th foul called on Sandy Creek. Connor Lowry coming into the ball game now for Sandy Creek. Dylan Woodbury checks out. 58-37 is the score. Sandy Creek has got the lead. Cougars stay here on defense. There's a pass to Giselle at the free throw line. Down the lane. It's not going to be blocked down. Blocked down by Shaw. And now Michaela comes back the other way with the basketball for Sandy Creek. Another block shot by Michaela Shaw. She's had a whale of a ball game here for the Cougars. Here in this one, Tori Wheeler with the ball. Tori sends it over the far sideline. Montana Henricks. Montana trying to get away over there. Here's a pass deflected. Scramble is on. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Concordia basketball. A turnover in Sandy Creek. That's their 12th of the ball game. So it's going to be Concordia coming back the other way as we're under 90 seconds to play here in this one. Here's Kara Schneider with the ball right side of the lane. Takes it down to the baseline. Lobs it in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Ashley Harms. Turnover number 18 now on the Concordia Mustangs. Tori Wheeler moves it down in the corner there. That's Michaela Shaw with it. Comes back around the ring. Get to the left wing. That's going to be Tori Wheeler. Back outside to Ashley Harms. Over here on the right side, Montana Henricks. Sandy Creek has got the lead 58-37. Cougars will play in the semifinals tomorrow. Entry pass deflected away from Shaw. As we brought down here by Concordia's Kara Schneider. She runs her back the other way. Shot good. Kara Schneider scores for Concordia in the lane. She's got 4 points. 58-39. Sandy Creek with the advantage. Montana Henricks with the ball now for Sandy Creek. Brings it across the midcourt stripe. That's Ashley Harms down to Montana Henricks. And we got a timeout called here from Sandy Creek. Cougars call a timeout here. 33 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break for the score. Sandy Creek 58, Concordia 39.
Farmers, now is a good time to consider moving grain from the bin, and AgRex Incorporated is ready to assist. AgRex provides many advantages that will work with any operation. Fast unload, on-the-farm pickup, storage, and deferred marketing programs, aggressive pricing, and of course, courteous service are all trademarks of AgRex, plus after-hours quotes are available too.
Call 402-262-2255. AgRex Incorporated in DeWeese and Oak. AgRex Incorporated proudly supports the area high school teams and athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back at the Pershing Center, downtown Lincoln here today. Sandy Creek going to wrap up a win in the opening round of the Class C1 State High School Basketball Championships. They've got the lead over Concordia. The score is 58-39. Second half is and all Sandy Creek here today. Concordia still has scored only 14 points since halftime. So Sandy Creek will play things in, and now we got some new faces into the ball game here. As they're going to finish off this contest here this afternoon, Sandy Creek will play things in deep in the corner. On the right side is dribbling with the basketball over there is going to be Riley Morris, who's into the ball game now. Riley Morris gets it to a Connor Lowry, who stays out there. Now to Riley Morris again out near the 10-second line. The ball swatted away. It's going to be picked up here by Sarah Holmes. She drives for the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Sarah Holmes gets the field goal there for Concordia after Sandy Creek turns it over for the 14th time here this afternoon. Here comes Riley Morris back with the ball for Sandy Creek down the lane. Ball tipped away. It's picked up on the baseline out there. And finally, time runs out, and that's going to be the contest. The Sandy Creek Cougars win this baby by 17 points as Sandy Creek will move on to the semifinals in Class C1. They'll take on the top seed and once beaten Shadron in the semifinals tomorrow morning at 10:45. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at about 10:35 tomorrow morning here on the Breeze. So Sandy Creek improves to 20 wins and 3 losses on the season. Concordia drops to 20-6. Their season is over. Sandy Creek wins it here in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament 58-41. We'll have more after this.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, loan products, farm management, and more. With 31 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location near you. Bank on a solid foundation. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Pioneer Seeds. Outstanding performance starts with the right product on the right acre. Pioneer Seeds. To learn more about the outstanding performance of Pioneer Seeds, contact your local Pioneer Seed sales representatives, Brian Shaw in Edgar, Hilltop Farms Incorporated in Fairfield, Henrichs Farms in Glenville, and Daryl Kluver in Clay Center. Pioneer. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck to the Sandy Creek athletes, teams, and coaches and Cougars from your Pioneer Seeds professionals.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back at the Pershing Center in downtown Lincoln, Sandy Creek picking up a win here in the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. Final score of 58-41. Our postgame show is brought to you by Vaughn's Printers of Hastings, celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations as your full-service printer. Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Seesaw battle throughout much of the first quarter of play. Sandy Creek had a, well, first of all, it was Concordia out to a 9-6 advantage in that first quarter. Then the Sandy Creek scores the final 11 points of that first quarter to grab the lead 17-11 after one. Sandy Creek opened up a 32-25 halftime lead. And then the Sandy Creek really dominated the third and fourth quarters. They led 32-25, actually 48-30 after three quarters as they got outscored in the third period 16-5. And Concordia scores just 16 points in the second half. A lot of those baskets occurred right there at the end of the fourth quarter with a second and third teamers mopping up for Russ Neinmeyer. And Sandy Creek goes on to win by a score of 58-41 over the Concordia Mustangs here this afternoon. We'll take our break for Vaughn's Printers. We'll come back and check the scoring right after this.
The Butcher Shop in Fairfield proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes and teams. Good luck and good sportsmanship in all your games. The Butcher Shop does custom butchering and the processing of beef, pork, and lamb, also canned meat. Eileen and Gene remind you the Butcher Shop is your place for the processing of your deer meat. Stop in or call the Butcher Shop at 402-726-2250. The Butcher Shop, 301 North D Street in Fairfield. The Butcher Shop supports the Sandy Creek students in the classroom and on the athletic fields.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here as Sandy Creek picks up the win over the Concordia Mustangs here today. Final score again of 58-41. For Concordia, they got 18 points from Ariane Gasell. She had 18 points in the contest, but 15 of those were in the first half of play. She scored just 3 points in the second half. So she had 18. Rebecca Mueller, she had 12 points in the ball game, 4 for Kara Schneider, 4 for Sarah Holmes, and 2 points for Sarah Strubel. 1 point in the ball game today for Chelsea Sherman. Concordia hit 7 out of 11 from the free throw line. Unofficially, they had a total of 19 turnovers in the basketball game. Sandy Creek had 14 turnovers, but they hit 12 out of 13 from the free throw line today. Michaela Shaw, great performance here for the opener of the state tournament. She scores 28 points in the ball game. She had 11 field goals, and she was 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. Shaw scoring 17 in the first half, 11 more in the second half, so she leads the way with 28. Ashley Harms had 21 points today. Harms was 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. In fact, those two girls are the only girls that got to the free throw line today for Sandy Creek. Connor Lowry had 5 points. Montana Hendricks had 4. And Sandy Creek, 12 out of 13 from the free throw line, but they get 28 points today from Michaela Shaw, 21 from Ashley Harms. And Sandy Creek notches their 20th victory of the 2011-2012 season, looking for their 10th state championship here in girls basketball. And they're one step closer here tonight. They're into the semifinals as they beat Concordia by a score of 58-41. So Sandy Creek plays tomorrow morning at 10:45 against Shadron at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Shadron today going overtime to beat Lincoln Christian by a score of 51-49. We got to cut things short here today. We got to head over to Lincoln Southwest. We'll get you Giltner coming up next here on the Breeze. That'll be a 6:55 start tonight against Elkhorn Valley as Giltner is making its first ever trip to the Girls State High School basketball tournament. And they'll tip things off against Elkhorn Valley at 7 tonight, 6:55 for the airtime here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. So again, the final score in this ball game, it was Sandy Creek beating Concordia by a score of 58-41. From my producer and engineer, Maggie Rudolph, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Lincoln.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.